and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am Renee Bernard, and Garrett is back on the board tonight, and he's feeling better. That's what he said. You feeling better, Garrett?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better before I had to go on the show. I'm just kidding. Happy to be here.
We just found out that our guest is having some technical difficulty in calling in, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that Nancy will get to us, because I was really looking forward to meeting her. But I won't say too much, because maybe we'll reschedule, and then it'll be like this grand and glorious surprise for everybody. But I will say this, as I'm texting her to see if I can try to get a hold of her one way or another, that autocorrect, I might have just inadvertently scared her off, Garrett, with the autocorrect. So I'm going to go over to Damn You Autocorrect, and I'm going to paste this one in. Have you ever sent one that you wished you could take back? Do you think there should be a button that just pulls back that text?
Oh, man, no kidding. It's the funny thing is, like, my phone has a thing. The autocorrect is, like, intentional. I know it, because the phones that just want to mess with us, it always, for me, will type in heterosexual for no apparent reason while I'm texting. So I was telling my mom when I was at the airport that I was going to the bathroom real quick, and I'm like, Mom, I'm going to go heterosexual real quick. And she was like, what? I didn't know it was otherwise. You know?
So you're saying that there is a department of guys, I'm going to say guys, I'm going to be sexist here, that basically just for fun put in to the programming, what would you say, like a buzz list of certain words?
Yeah,
and
something like,
just
by the
say,
way, like,
here's the default. Oh.
Maybe we should check her and we can talk to, if it's our guest, we'll talk to her about autocorrect. Hello.
Hey.
I'm Laughter and Coffee.
Hi, this is Eric Rubin.
Eric!
How are you? Your agent?
Hi. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
The bat light went on in the sky.
Yeah.
But for the agents, it's just a briefcase. And I saw that light in the sky, and I was, oh my goodness, I have to save the day.
You have to, yeah. Well,
Nancy, but
Nancy's, I think she's stuck somewhere, Eric.
Oh.
And so I sent up the bat signal. I love this image of you, though, with like a red glowing phone on your desk.
Yes. I have several things on my desk that should remain unknown to you. But if that's an image you'd like, that's great. I actually have two I have an easy button from a major office supply store. And then I don't know if I can say that or whatever. And then I have another button that was a gift from a dear friend that plays Darth Vader's theme when I hit it.
Oh, I think I have to have one of those. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna write down the red light up phone. I wonder if they really sell those. Can you actually have one on your desk that's like, I don't know.
I think that in this day and age, if you can think of it, it's already being sold.
Manufactured in China. Yeah.
Probably. So it's made of toxic materials. All you have to do. There's some place in New York that specializes in glowing phones. I would bet you. Anyway, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I was just, I unfortunately, I feel like I'm a little out of step with technology. I just found the damnyouautocorrect.com website.
Oh, that's so your site. None of which you can really say what it is on the air, but I had an autocorrect moment today just texting with my wife. I was traveling between New York and where I live in Metro West Massachusetts. I sort of sometimes live in New York, too. I'm all over the place. But in any event, I was traveling, and for those of you at home, don't scold or get angry. I was not driving and texting. Someone else was doing the driving.
There you go.
In any event, I was texting my wife, and I use a term of endearment. I said smoochies at the end.
Okay.
Bears news, an agent loves his wife. Okay. So anyway, I wrote smoochies, and then it came out smoothies.
Oh.
So there was a very big question mark. I wished her a tropical fruit drink, apparently.
Yeah.
But then I said I meant smoochies, and we both laughed, obviously.
Well, you know, that or, I mean, it can be innocent, some of them, excuse me, they can be, they don't, aren't necessarily all, although there are some funny ones on that site that, you know, do not drink liquid and attempt to visit the Dan, you autocorrect site because, you know, it is milk through the nose kind of humor. It's very funny.
Considering who the parties are, like, you know, a young daughter texting her dad or something and most amazing.
I know.
Or your mother, all of that. And yes, but the corrections happen so fast. And, Jeffrey today texted me, and I'm sure he was trying to say hello, but I thought, why is he offering me Jell-O? And I don't understand. And
well, you know, there's always room for Jell-O.
That's what I thought. I thought, is this kinky? Is he trying to start something up in the middle of the day?
I hope so.
Jell-O takes 3 hours to prepare properly. What is he? Is this a lead-in?
Is that Jeffrey on the line?
We have an odd relationship.
Is that Jeffrey on the line, or is that your producer?
That's Garrett.
I'll just be your producer for now.
This is Garrett. Garrett, my technical. We should come up with something kind of fun for you, like my technical slave.
But I do want to tell you, as long as it's chatting about books and whatever, I got a lot of paper in the mail, and I'll be sending it to you.
Woohoo!
So, on a, you know, for your signature, so your listeners can wonder what we're talking about.
That's true. I'm going to have another book coming out with Berkeley, and I'm very excited. So, yes, Obsession Wears Opals, and we forced them to make it official.
Right. We told them you got to put a ring on it.
Got it. That's right.
You got to put an opal on it.
I would do the dance, but I'm too old. I would pop my back out. So
you're not too old.
Just single ladies.
No, but I think that this is an opportunity for me to call in and take a lap. Because as your agent, I negotiated that with you, and I'm very. I think it's
brilliant.
A great thing that we got going, and I'm very excited about it. And we have some other things working, and I'm going to be the cagey agent guy and say that, of course, we can't talk about some of the other things yet, but we'll, you know, there'll be a lot of excitement, and I think that. If there are, you must have a lot of fans who listen to the show who've been reading and enjoying the Jaded Gentleman series, and so they can feel safe knowing that there's a couple more in the pipe, you know.
We're going to wrap this up with a, yes, it's going to, I'm very excited actually about how the series is going to wrap up. And I think that I like the idea that it is actually going to have a very nice little bow. So we won't torture people endlessly with that. And
I
spent the day writing. There, I will use this opportunity to publicly proclaim that I spent the day writing in a fury. And
I'm sure many of your listeners are writers or wannabe writers who are looking for an agent and wonder what the agent relationship is like. And this normally doesn't happen. I don't usually call my clients and ask if they've been writing. That's a little too daddy for me.
On a radio live, you know, kind of like catching them live on the radio.
Right.
Yeah,
as long as you're in front of tens of thousands of people.
That's right.
I need to know the truth, Renee, and turn the tables on you.
But he does have a light-up phone. Yeah, he does have a light-up phone. Yeah.
I, as a matter of fact, I'm wearing my cape now also.
That's brilliant.
Nothing else but
brilliant.
The cape.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Don't all eat? I mean, I love the bat, so I'm getting a bat signal. I'm ready.
Oh, by the way, and there's. I would be remiss if I didn't thank you. I also today in the mail got your lovely gift, and that was awfully sweet. And I will tell people that a couple of my four of my clients got together and pitched in and got me a tremendous gift. One of my all-time favorite books. They got me a specialty edition of it from a Big Deal catalog. A sort of collector's edition of it, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which was not just because it's the season, but I really, that book means a great deal to me. And I really love it.
Not because you're a Scrooge.
No, quite
for
the opposite.
That reason.
I think, I mean, Renee, for, well.
No, you said it was one of your favorite.
I wear the chains I've forged in life, Renee. What can I say?
No, you said that was one of your favorite books, and I spotted that thing, and I said, you know what, I bet he would love to have that. And it's the actual handwritten manuscript, or a copy of it, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, well, you guys really went all out if you got me the real manuscript. I think it's probably in a museum in England.
But I can't take all the credit. I did tap a few of your other favorite clients. And
well, as I told you before, I love all my clients equally.
That's
the official party line. I have to. But
I refuse to believe that.
Was there, Anne Elizabeth, and Amanda McIntyre. You all, who are four of my favorite, to be
there
sure.
There you go. Four of. That's very diplomatic of you.
Yeah, and, you know, Anne Elizabeth, I'll just blow this horn. She's got a couple of, she's got Pulse of Power's second thing out now, second comic book is The Pendulum. Colleen Admirand has two, count them, two three-book series out with Source Books.
Oh.
One is a cowboy series, and one is a Middle American contemporary romance called Purity, if I'm not mistaken. And Amanda McIntyre has a couple of things in the fire that actually you're pretty excited about. Has she talked to you about it?
We're on the brink of exchanging a flurry of emails. We've been leaving each other alone for a few days just so we could get some work done. But what can I say? We're like this. We're like sister wives, all of us. We're in close contact. And
well, my real
kind of
wife
odd.
Is next to me here, and I think she'd find that really amusing. I'll tell her when I'm off the phone how you.
Yeah, you'll have to tell her you're off the phone.
Envision this whole relationship.
I have
to say that I think there's probably a lot more peace and harmony in this situation than there would be in that Mormon situation.
Well, this is perfect. This is perfect because it's all of the camaraderie of the sister wives thing without actually, it's all long distance. Poor guy on your part, and Smoochie has to bear the, you know, she's actually got the home front there, holding it down for us. But it's all good.
Well, actually, you're one of her favorite clients. Actually, that's okay if my wife has favorite clients. I can't, but she can. And you're one of my wife's favorite clients.
Oh, I'm putting that on my Facebook page. I'm adding that to my profile.
And,
right,
she's absolutely looking forward to meeting you sometime soon.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Well, this is so sweet of you to call it, because I was very, like I said, we had a little technical, apparently Nancy must be trapped somewhere. I'm hoping she's okay. So your next duty on the bat phone will be to track her down and make sure she's alive and well. So that'll be your next stuff.
Yeah, I think that's going to have to wait until tomorrow, though. I'm on the East Coast, and it turns pitch dark here now at 3 in the afternoon. I feel like I moved to Finland. I don't know how this happened.
What's up with that? Is it me, or is the time change just really not necessary? Because people just aren't agriculturally
It's not necessary. I mean, don't we all go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's? I mean,
I'm pretty sure, sadly.
The only thing I'm raising are cats and whatever the cats produce. Which we apparently can't market it. I keep trying.
No one's
willing to buy.
Yeah, they're not going to. They're not going to sign any paper for you.
Playing me off on chat.
That is the piano music. See, the show? It flies.
Nice to talk to you, Renee.
My God. Well, you're so sweet to call in because Garrett was desperate. He did not want to really hang out with me and talk to me about all sorts of things. So this was perfect. All right, everybody. So believe it or not, that right there, that was Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And please join us next Tuesday. We've got Christina Sky, New York Times bestselling author, is going to be joining us. So come back next Tuesday for a little bit more Canned Laughter and Coffee. And we might just light up the bat signal just for fun, just to see if Eric will call in again.
Oh, dear.
All right. Okay, everybody.
Holiday-specific autocorrect here to end the show with. This is on danautocorrect.com. One friend texts the other, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and the friend texts back, and if you ever saw it, you might even say it globulates. Thank you, autocorrect.
Damn you, autocorrect.com. Damn you, autocorrect. Good night, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.